A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Lamed Dalid, Nazir 34a, pagination is 67, starting from the last word, three lines from the bottom. Kol ha-yotzei min ha-gefen, anything that comes from grapes, from the grapevine, any grape product, mitzdarfin ze'imze, is going to join with each other for the prohibition of a nazir not to eat grapes or grape products. Ve'ein chayiv, he's not going to be in true violation to the point that he would get malchus for it, atche yochal minu anovim kezayis, unless he eats from the grape a kezayis worth of food. Rashi over here, one line up from the bottom, gives the example, kigon chartzen v'yayin v'chometz, if you have the different products from the grape itself, you would have the seeds, the skin, and you would have wine, and you would have vinegar from wine. That would all join, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, would all join towards a kezayis. How much is a kezayis? So just for working measurements to keep things simple, we're going to call a kezayis the amount of food that would displace 1 ounce of water. Such that if the food is not waterproof, and it's going to absorb water as you drop it into the container, so then you would have to waterproof it. But how much mass does the food have, and therefore how much water would it displace? When it comes to grape products, it's not as hard to measure because essentially you're pretty much dealing with waterproof type material. The flesh of the grape, the wine itself would displace water according to its mass. So you just fill up a cylinder to the top and you add the amount until you see that it has overflowed an ounce worth of water. It's easier to actually fill up the measuring cup to an area lower than the top and watch as it goes up 1 ounce, and then you know that you've reached a kezayis. For our purposes, we need to focus that Rashi went ahead and joined liquids with solids in the measure of a kezayis in this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and says that there's a dissenting opinion regarding liquids. Mishnah Rishona, there was an early Mishnah that preceded the one that was being considered authoritative in the time of Rebbe. So they listed one, and then they listed the other opinion, Ad Sheyishte Revius Yayin, that the measure for liquids is going to be what's called a Revius. A Revius is really not an intrinsic measure. It's a measure based on a lug, and a revius, meaning 1/4, means 1/4 of a lug. For our purposes, let's place a kezayis at the amount that displaces 1 ounce. A kibeya is the amount that displaces 2 ounces for our purposes, and revius, again, just keeping everything symmetric and simple, is the amount that displaces 3 ounces. So the Mishnah Rishona is telling us, number one, that liquids have a different measure. Also, presumably, once they have a different measure, if a person would eat and drink, you're not going to join those two measures, just like on Yom Kippur. Ha'ochel v'shosa ein mitzdarfin. We don't join liquids and solids if they have different measures. And specifically, the measure for drink is noticeably different than that for food. It's the amount of a revius. And this is how the Rambam paskins in Nezirus Perek Hei Halacha Beis, that the amount for eating is a kezayis, and the amount for drinking is called a revius. Now, we have such a discussion in a most fascinating way regarding bracha acharona. To make an after blessing on a food or drink, a person has to have eaten or drunk the requisite amount for a portion. Just like in pharmaceuticals, there's a portion. How much did you have? Whatever's required. How many milligrams? So in food, there's an amount that's called a portion. In food, it's a kezayis. And in typical understanding, in liquid, it's a revius, which is literally three times as much. There is an interesting opinion, the opinion of Tosfos, which is that drink also, a portion, is considered a kezayis. And therefore, Tosfos holds that if a person drank the amount of a kezayis, they would be required to recite a bracha acharona. And the result in halacha is there's a recommendation to actually avoid drinking the amount between a kezayis and a revius, because it leaves the person in a questionable zone as to whether or not they're supposed to recite a bracha acharona. This is mentioned by the Mechaber in Orachayim Simon Reish Yud, Se'if Aleph. V'yesh mistapkim, there are those who are in doubt, bivracha acharona shel yayin, regarding the after bracha on wine, and the Mishneh Berurah comments, as well as all other drinks, im mivorchem osa al kezayis, if a person is supposed to recite that bracha, even having consumed a kezayis worth of the liquid. Lachain, therefore, the Mechaber writes, Tov li zoyer, it is proper to be careful, shelo lishtos elapachos mikezayis o revius, to either drink less than a kezayis, so there's clearly no after bracha required, or a revius, because then clearly an after bracha is required. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.